understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
I'm Craig Scheman with Pete Shepherd. Scheman and Shepherd, 993ESPN and the 993ESPN app. Glad you could be with us on this rockin' Friday. What a big sports weekend it is. Got some more college football, NFL, U.S. Open, Stanley Cup Final, NBA playoffs. It's all happening at the same time.
Yep.
Wonderful.
Also, Nebraska Chancellor Ronnie Green just announced that during the Lincoln Mayor's Friday press conference that the Big Ten football schedule will be released early next week. A few more days before
Liars.
The third final draft.
I want to see them do it about an hour after the Pac-12 announces that they're coming back to play and just bury them in the headlines with the schedule. What's going on with my man Tiger Woods?
Not good, Craig. Not good.
He's going to miss the cut, and we mean just the third venue where he's missed multiple cuts. He missed three at Riviera.
Plus
10. Two of those were as an amateur. He also missed two at Quail Hollow, and he missed a cut at Wingfoot in 2006.
He's 7 over on the day.
I mean, I know it's tough out there, but
it's very tough out there.
Yeah,
it is very tough out
Patrick
there.
Patrick Reed, who nobody likes, is making it look like a walk in the park.
Well, he has a one-stroke lead. He's even for the day.
He's even. I mean, it's not.
He's having a lovely.
He just had made a nice shot out of the rough where you couldn't see the ball, put it within 3 or 4 feet. DeChambeau's 200 today, and he's one shot back. Oh, sorry. Chris Skidder's up.
Yeah.
There. Sorry.
It's time now for a Sports Center rundown. Here's not Pete, Chris.
Yes, it is cut down day at the 120th playing of the United States Open. Atop the leaderboard is everybody's favorite golfer, Patrick Reed, one shot clear of Bryson DeChambeau. We have a total of 5 players under par right now. Justin Thomas is one of those players. Looking to the other side of it, cut line right now to be projected at +6. It actually went the other way. That could go back the other way real quick. Colin Morikawa, Justin Rose, Jason Day right there on the cut line, but playing this weekend as of now.
All right. Very good.
As of now.
As of now. All right. I mentioned earlier, I thought last night was like the first real night where I just kicked back and watched and enjoyed watching sports like the good old days pre-pandemic when you've got the football game on with the Bengals. And who gets excited about a Bengals-Browns game?
Me.
But it was great, and there were great storylines.
Good game.
Baker Mayfield was flawless in the first half. Joey Burrow threw 61 times, and it's how we kick off week 2 of the NFL. What's so funny?
Eyeball size texting in. I'm incredibly embarrassed that I am starting to enjoy that song.
Well, that's how I feel.
Pavlovian effect.
That's what happens. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
that's exactly what happens. Miami Herald's Barry Jackson reporting that Miami tells him that the football game at Louisville tomorrow night definitely will be played. No consideration to postponing. 2 players were exposed to COVID per source. At least 1 rotation player was left home. Situation, though, is well under control.
Louisville.
Louisville.
No, you got to say it like you're constipated.
All right, now where's the bidet?
You don't do well with bidets. You already said that.
I.
You were hurt by one.
I had a bad experience with a bidet once. Look, you sit down and you bend over and there's like things sticking out, you know, like
water.
Water spouts. And I got a little too deep into one day. And it poked me. That's all I'm saying. Didn't care for it. So anyway, we got that. And then the other big story, obviously, from last night. Sorry, but your Celtics blew another double-digit lead again late to the Heat, and the Heat win. So the Heat are up 2-0, game 3 tomorrow. Okay, so must win.
Oh, it's no question. It's absolutely a must win. And as we said earlier, in case you're just joining us, I mean, look, there's no excuses. I mean, it's not so much. I can get past a 17-point lead, blowing that, because so many teams have done that in the playoffs this year.
Really?
They've been I can get past that.
2 nights in a row?
Because it was early. Not like what the Clippers did and just gave up and lost by 20 in the fourth quarter. But it's aggravating that they overcame all that, despite Miami outscoring them 37-17 in the third. But they went on a hell of a run. They shut Miami down for about 7 minutes in the fourth quarter. They take a 15-2 run. They're up by five. Kemba hits a three. They're up by five with 4:25 to go. Okay, no guarantees there, but still. But then you let Miami go on a 17-7 run to close the game out. You played sloppy basketball. They deserved to lose. There were words exchanged in the locker room afterwards, and nothing physical. But 1 o'clock this morning, Brad Stevens met with all the top players, and they hashed it out. So whatever needed to be said, they said. And the Celtics, by the way, are still favored by three tomorrow night.
Why are they sticking to their line?
Well, because they always jump out to those big double-digit leads. It's the third quarter that has been killing them.
And you know what it is? Halftime adjustments. Coaching staff gets the edge for the Heat over the Celtics.
So far?
Oh, absolutely.
100%. There's no getting around it. They played zone coming out of the second half, almost the whole second half Miami did last night, and the Celtics looked like they had never seen. It looked like a Syracuse 2-3 zone. But I don't understand it. No adjustments.
My bidet commentary seems to be catching on the text line. Just throwing that out there. 239-337 ESPN. 239-337-3776 is the phone number. Let's go to my man Otis, who wants to talk some Celtics Heat. Otis, how you been? Haven't heard from you since like Monday, man.
What's up, Otis?
Yeah, it's been a busy week, man. Oh. I got some new crazy accounts. They take up a lot of time.
What, you got like a high-maintenance person that's giving you a hard time or what?
No, I got a guy that's high volume. Oh. High volume.
Gotcha.
I had to bring in 3-4 new guys.
But that's what pays the bills, man.
Pays more bills, gives more headaches. I should have should have an excellent third quarter.
Yeah.
But not unlike the Celtics.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah, nice segue.
I didn't even have time to watch any football. I mean, literally 4:30 gone and back at 8.
Wow.
But I do catch up with the highlights and stuff, and I slightly recall somebody saying, guarantee 105-100 Celtics. I don't know what leprechaun said it, but I remember hearing it. But somebody from that New England area.
I was real close. The total was 207. I had 205 just the other way.
That's the total. I mean, you were totally backwards on who was going to get the W.
Well, look, like I said, it was up 17. They probably should have been up more. It doesn't matter. I don't mind, like I said, Otis, I don't mind the comeback. I mind what happened in the fourth quarter after the Celtics shut them down for 6.5 minutes and went on a huge run and took a 5-point lead and then gave it up at the end. Gave it up.
I didn't like hearing about them, you know, the infighting in the locker room out there, and then they're trying to downplay it. I mean, it's you're professionals. You blew it. Come back next game.
Otis,
Brad Stevens addressed it, though. They had a meeting at 1 o'clock this morning. They hashed it all out, apparently. Look, I think they needed something. I'll be honest with you. I'm glad somebody said something. Maybe it shouldn't have been Marcus Smart last night. He didn't have the greatest of games. But something had to be said. I'm not surprised. As long as nobody was beating each other up, I got no problem with it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. Baker Mayfield gets to fool people for another week. Saved his job.
Yeah, he did. That was big for him. Yeah.
Not that he doesn't. He still sucks.
He just sucked a little less last night.
Yeah, he struggled with a first-year guy. I mean, he struggled. He beat a first-year guy by 5. Mm. A guy who threw it 60 times.
Yeah, it was a garbage touchdown at the end, Otis.
Yeah, but thank goodness for Nick Chubb, though.
Yeah.
And Kareem Hunt there.
And Kareem Hunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him and Kareem, the backfield. Those are the guys. But the running back has been devalued by all these sick fantasy owners. Not Beasley Bear Club. It's a band of freaking fantasy. Running backs are no good. Don't pay them.
No, that's not what I said. That's not what I said. I said you don't pay the running back. And are either of these running backs getting paid?
Well, I gotta tell you, Chris, don't pay the guy, the workhorse. Beat the hell out of him. Don't pay him. Man, you probably would have been. damn good back in the old days. You'd be good on the plantation because you beat the
hell out of the plantation. Oh, I don't like that, Otis. I hate that.
That's a little bit below the belt.
Wow.
All right, on that note, Otis, have a stellar weekend, man.
Great weekend, Otis.
We'll talk to you later.
Great weekend.
Feel dirty after that. Oh, man.
How about that?
No, I didn't like that.
All right.
Really? At all.
Sean, you got 1 minute to tell me what the hell happened to your Giants this week.
They stink.
Happy Friday, guys.
Happy Friday.
The Giants, actually, you know, I'm actually happy. They did well. They could have done better, but we definitely did better than we were last year. If that was last year's team, they wouldn't have been able to even put a touchdown on the board. So I'm glad to see the pass protection has improved. I don't know what was going on with the run blocking, and they looked lost, completely lost. Like, they didn't know what they were doing when it came to run blocking for Saquon.
Yeah.
Because, you know, every time they did it, somehow the linebacker always got around the left side of the line. So I'm hoping it gets fixed within the next few weeks, because I know we haven't had preseason, so they haven't had time to work together.
Yeah. Well,
so I think they might end up being better week two, because we're not going against, you know, Steelers' Elite 7. You know, they got a very good D-line. We held up pretty well for the Steelers defense-wise when it came to pressuring Daniel Jones.
Yeah, now when you're taking on the Bears this week, right?
It's a pretty good front seven.
One of the best in the NFL. they did give up 426 yards and sacked Matthew Stafford just one time last week. So they.
I'm not worried much about the Bears and not really much about Trubisky either, to be honest with you, because he struggled against the Lions.
Oh, that's a trap. Did you learn from my mistakes or not?
You do this every week, Sean. It's like
it's Trubisky. I'm not really worried about Trubisky. It took literally until the second half for him to actually do something.
But wait a minute, didn't Danny Dimes have an awesome 19-yard drive? And
19 play drive.
That's why he didn't just take the sack instead of just trying to throw it away. Because
that's a bad pass.
He was trying to throw it away and getting tipped into the defensive tackle's hands when he tried to throw it away. I'm like, I would have just taken the sack. I will say this.
If you Giants lose again or get humiliated, or they start off 0-2 and 0-3, it'll be you and the Jets, and I'll have to maybe flip-flopping about Dabo Swinney and Trevor Lawrence. And, it might be a battle of New York.
I honestly don't think Joe Judge has actually, I think, done a lot better, especially when it comes to his press conferences too, because, you know, he's sitting there telling what's going, how we're going to improve and everything. And, you know, when Pat Shurmur was doing it last year, the only thing he ever said was, you know, if we win, we win. I'm like,
that's true. I'll give you that.
Joe Judge is taking this team to. I feel like he will actually be doing more of a benefit to the team, because, you know. Even though at time they, like Sterling Shepard said, he hasn't ran since middle school. If these guys make a mistake, he's going to make you run. And
all right, listen, Sean.
And these guys love Joe Judge. They're glad. Saquon Barkley's glad.
I don't think he scored more than 10 points. Let's put it that way. I think it's going to be a hideous game, and you guys lose 13-3.
Enjoy your weekend, and we'll see how it goes.
It'll be one of the worst games of the day. I can promise you that.
Could be. Money talks.
I'll say like 13-10.
We got
13-6.
We have a texter named Delusional Harbaugh.
Yes.
We're going to stop calling Sean. We're just going to call him Delusional Giants Fan. It's every week with you, Sean.
I admire his enthusiasm.
I like the direction of the Giants.
What?
Did you watch on Monday night?
Yeah. They had one
good drive, and it culminated in an interception.
Yep.
A bad interception.
A bad interception.
Like an NFL Films bad plays kind of way. It was just...
And the Bears are going to look a lot better on defense this week. I expect that to be one of the worst games of the day.
A grinder.
Oh, I think it'll be really boring. I think Chicago jumps out to an early lead, and they really squeeze the Giants.
16-6, something like that. That'd be hideous.
Yeah, could be. Could be very much.
Any fans at Soldier Field?
No, not
in Illinois.
By the way, I heard... did you have Michael Thomas on one of your teams? He says he feels great.
Yeah.
He may play Monday night.
Yeah.
Just FYI,
I'm not playing him.
Fantasy people.
I'm not playing him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's too risky. A high ankle sprain. When it was reported on, Monday or Tuesday, all the reports were 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah.
That's how long it takes to fully heal from this thing, or to at least get back out on the field.
Got to risk it for the biscuit, Chris.
It's going to be out there 8 days later?
I forget, College Game Day is going to be in Miami tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's the best game on the board.
But
it's at Louisville.
It's at Louisville.
I know, but they're going to be in Miami.
Why?
I mean, I'm sorry. Live from Louisville tomorrow because
Okay.
Well, they're different.
Yeah, I told him
they're far apart.
My bad.
You gotta take a plane to get there.
What, 1,000 miles between the two, something like that.
My bad. So Lee Corso, former Louisville head coach, is going to share some stories from his time coaching the Cardinals.
He doesn't remember.
He does.
He's getting confused.
Leave
with
him alone.
Story. He's my guy. I can make fun of him all I want. He coached Indiana to an 0-11 record.
Lee Corso?
One particular year he went over.
Huh. Better coach than he is analyst, huh?
Well, he was a very good analyst at one point.
At one point, he was.
Lost his fastball. But
and then the turn of the millennium.
Let the man go.
Listen, I just want to find out. Is he going to put on the Ibis head or the Redbird, the Cardinal?
I'll be shocked if he doesn't put the Cardinal on.
Got to put the Cardinal head on.
Yep.
But there won't be any people.
At Louisville?
No, are they allowing people to socially gather?
No.
No, like last week they didn't, right? It was. No.
I didn't watch last week. What did they do?
Yeah, they were just out. They were out, you know, having a show, wasn't it? But nobody was. But they imported pictures.
Did they? Like some of the stadiums are doing?
Stadiums.
Wait a minute, is our
signs.
Streak over with the Washington State flag in the background?
No, it was there.
It was?
Yeah, they have all those sorts of.
Oh, they artificially kept the streak going by bringing their own.
Heat Celtics posted the NBA's lowest Eastern Conference viewership in 17 years. And it was a great game, too. Of course, going up against football, a lot of it.
And hockey.
And hockey.
I guess golf coverage was done, but.
Oh, by the way, I saw people online. I'll be honest with you. I didn't flip the Peacock when I got home, but I heard there were some major issues.
Really?
With Peacock last night. Am I wrong?
Last night?
Yeah.
I didn't think of it in time.
I didn't have any problems. And I pulled it up this morning. I watched it. So yesterday during the show, I hooked it up on my phone yesterday morning.
They wouldn't let you hook up your laptop to your TV.
Really?
Stream. Yeah. One guy in England was pissed.
I didn't have that problem.
One guy in England.
Watched on my phone yesterday. And then this morning, I have the actual app. I get the app through just on my TV right there.
Hey, you know how you won't have any problems watching TV? Call up our friends at Axis Satellite. You know when you walk into a restaurant or a sports bar, a casino, and you notice all those beautiful TVs and surround sound? You know, somebody has to put those together. Axis Satellite probably has done your favorite place here in Southwest Florida. They've done a lot of it. But they could do the same thing that they do at these commercial places. They could do the same thing for you in your home.
Ooh.
Think about that. Axis Satellite, AXIS. You act now. Here's the key, though. You want them to hook up a nice little satellite dish for you so you can get that NFL Sunday ticket. Watch your favorite team. You're tired of watching the Dolphins or the Bucks every weekend? Maybe those aren't your teams. Maybe you want to watch your Cleveland Browns. Maybe you want to watch your Green Bay Packers. Maybe you want to watch the Pittsburgh Steelers every week. Well, you need NFL Sunday ticket. So let Axis Satellite put a dish out there for you and hook it up to your TV. And, you know, not only that, first of all, putting up a dish is a pain. I've done it before. I know Pete can't even fathom putting a dish up and dialing it into a satellite 200 miles above the earth.
I think I might.
No, you can't do it. They'll do it for you. Okay. And then they'll spruce up the inside. Flat screens, hang them on the walls, surround sound, no ugly wires hanging around. Axis Satellite is your one-stop shop, turnkey deal. Satellite dish, the TVs, the universal remotes, they got it all. Sports are back, so don't miss your favorite teams. Check out their website at axissatellite.com. Then get them a call and tell them Craig at ESPN Radio told you to call. In fact, ask for Danny. Here's his number, 239-997-2947. That's 239-997-2947. Don't miss these games. Call Axis Satellite today.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
I'm Craig Sheeman with Pete Shepard. Sheeman and Shepard Show, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. It is a Friday, final stretch, getting you home. And look at this, right on cue, one of our favorite parts of the week, of course, on the phones right now. Is our dear friend Harry Carey.
Harry!
Hey, Harry, what's up?
Hey, guys! How's it going on a Friday afternoon?
Pretty good. How about for you?
It's going pretty good. I feel great about this weekend. Chris, that was a great rejoin. The club can't even handle me right now either. I love that song. It's one of my favorites.
So, what are you doing this weekend?
This weekend, actually, I got a wedding to go to. One of my good friends is getting married. Really? So I'm going to go down and join him. But I'm really looking forward to the NFL this weekend. I called in this guy. Guys, I was so excited. I almost peed my pants last week when the NFL was back on.
Yeah, me too.
I had a couple of observations for last week. Oh. I actually got a couple of a picks for this week, if you guys don't mind.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I was a little bit confused last week, though. I tuned in to watch the Tampa Bay Bucs play.
Yeah.
I thought they had signed Tom Brady. When I saw those interceptions getting sprayed all over the field, I thought, heck, they must still have Jameis Winston.
I thought the same thing.
It was just two.
I was a little bit confused.
Yeah.
Hey, Craig.
Yeah.
I had to toot out of the Detroit game a little bit earlier. I want to congratulate y'all on the win. It looks like they had Chicago handled pretty good. I switched over to the pregame for Tampa Bay.
Right.
Congratulations on the win last week.
You didn't see the end, Harry?
It ended differently.
I didn't think I needed to. It showed at the beginning that Chicago had a 2% chance of winning the game, so I just turned it off.
Yeah.
They won.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, no, good thing you turned it off.
Oh, Craig, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Harry.
I got a trivia question for you.
Okay.
Which Michigan professional football team was never actually really that good, and now they still kind of stink?
This is the same question. Yes,
I know. It's a theme.
That's the Lions, right?
Yeah.
That's right. You got it. $25 at the boathouse.
There you go.
So, I had a couple of picks for this week.
Yeah.
And I thought it would be relevant.
Okay.
So I got three games.
Okay.
So you guys can guess.
All right.
First one I got, Buffalo versus Miami.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Harry.
How you feeling about the game this week?
Straight up or against the points?
Against the points.
I think there's a shot at a backdoor cover here for my Fins.
Okay. I kind of feel the same way. I got the score Buffalo 50, Miami 7. So I think it'll be pretty close.
Yeah.
Hey, Craig.
Yeah.
How you feeling about the Lions-Packers game this week?
Not good, Harry. Not good.
Well, where I place my Skittles, they got the Packers about at 6.5.
Right.
So I'm going to lay the point, but I still got the Packers winning 72-5.
Yeah. I think that's pretty accurate. Take the over.
Yep.
Hey, Pete.
Yes.
How are you feeling about the Patriots at the Seahawks? That's Sunday night. That's a prime-time game.
I hope I'm sober enough after watching the Buccaneers at 1. But, yeah, I think they'll be competitive, but I don't think they're going to win on Sunday night. I wish this game were later in the season, Harry.
I agree with you, Pete. I think it's going to be a little bit tough also. Maybe not as bad as the Buffalo game. I got the Patriots 4, the Seahawks 106. But I'm still going to take the under because I think it might because the air quality up there is not so good.
The under.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that's good. Good play. Heady play.
I'll keep those picks.
Well, guys, we had a few laughs.
Yes, we did.
Looking forward to what you got. I hope you all have a good weekend. Good luck to everybody, except, of course, the Patriots and the Dolphins. Comes with.
Yeah. Thank you, Harry. Hi, Harry Carey, everybody. Oh, what a great way to end the week. Always love that. All of Southwest Florida clamoring for Harry Carey.
Hey, Craig. I love it. Oh. What somewhat professional football team?
Yeah.
So for those of you keeping track at home, Harry Carey has the Bills 50, the Dolphins 7, the Packers 72, Detroit with 5 points, which is an odd number, but not the oddest number that he gave out. No, he's got Seattle 106, New England 4.
And take the under.
And take the under.
That's great.
Which I don't know what the total is in that game, but if one team's putting up triple digits, I would go the over. But.
Yeah, no doubt.
Like I said earlier, just, you know, the Big Ten does not need Kevin Warren anymore. They don't need a press. They don't need a press secretary. They have Nebraska. Nebraska just releases everything. As I said earlier, in case you missed it,
the
Big Ten schedule will be out early next week. They're the only, but they released everything. They get the hot mic.
They've been
great throughout this entire.
Yeah,
they're my third favorite team in the Big Ten now. It's
not even close, is it?
Right.
Good news for the Celtics. Gordon Hayward just got upgraded to questionable. It looks like he's finally going to be able to play on Saturday night, which is
That'll help?
Yeah. Oh, God, yes. Well, absolutely.
I don't know. You work in, you get the team chemistry.
To win the championship, they need him in the
lineup. Whoa. Let's pump the brakes on championship.
Before the playoffs even started, I said, forget where they are now. Before they even started, to go all the way, to have a shot to be what I thought was going to be the Clippers. You know, they needed him in the lineup at least a significant amount of time. But they've done well without him on the whole. But to have him back, that's just more depth. They need it.
Is that the ankle he snapped? That was gruesome. Gruesome day.
It was.
In sports.
Yeah, it was. Iguodala has lower back spasm, probable though for Saturday night.
Oh, they'll iron that out.
Yep.
Be good to go.
Can't iron it back.
Could.
That'll burn.
Might burn your skin.
That'll burn. That'll hurt really bad.
You can put a heating pad on it.
Might I suggest some Icy Hot or some Bengay?
Yeah. Yeah. Those work. Now, with an injury, ice or heat? I'm always confused.
Depends what
what's the injury?
Well, I don't know. Let's say bad back.
Sometimes
you
it's both.
Loosen it up with a little heat?
Sometimes
heat.
It's both.
I know.
You start with one and end up with the other.
I heard some injuries you don't want to put heat on. You don't want to put ice on it. I can't remember. See, I'm confused.
Well, yeah,
confused.
A sprained ankle, you do the acronym RICE. So that's both. Rest, ice, heat, elevation.
Really?
Yeah.
Does that work?
I haven't sprained an ankle in a decade.
Is that what Michael Thomas is doing right now? Is Michael Thomas doing RICE to get ready for the game on Monday night? I don't know.
Sorry, Patrick Reed was putting.
Did he hit it?
Yeah, hell of a par save.
See, he didn't whiff like other guys.
Hell of a par save.
Yeah. Tiger plus 10, not going to make it.
Not going to make the cut.
He double bogeyed 9.
That's one less thing I'll have to concentrate on watching on TV on Sunday now. No golf needed.
Oh.
No Tiger.
What time's coverage start on?
Gosh, it's just, why do you say that?
Why do you let him act?
Gets me so angry because I'm a big fan of golf. And I think now golf has had as much talent at the top of the game as we've ever had.
What are the 4 o'clock games?
Ever.
I can't be watching the finals of the U.S. Open. I got NFL football. What are the 4 o'clock games on? I'm dialing up the schedule right now.
There's only like.
Is there three games this again?
Three of them. Yeah, you got Arizona, Washington. You got. Yeah, there's
Ravens,
three of them.
Texans and Chiefs Chargers.
They're blowouts. They're all blowouts. There won't be a good game amongst the lot of them.
I don't know about that.
Baltimore's going to beat Houston worse than the Chiefs just did.
Yeah.
The Chiefs, come on, going in to take on the Chargers? Best thing about the Chargers are their uniforms.
No, those uniforms, although you get to see the home unis this week.
The powder blues. Pretty sweet.
The road ones looked ridiculous.
Patrick Reed, Bryson DeChambeau coming down the stretch. Maybe a little Rafa Cabrera-Bello in there. Justin Thomas only three shots off.
I don't get it, Craig.
Schaffley's only even par.
Bubba Watson is in the top 10. John Rahm is in the top 10. Tony Finau is in the top 10. Webb Simpson is in the top 10. Dustin
Matsuyama.
Johnson is right there. Rory is right there.
Right.
Like, look, you've got a lot of really good players.
Don't mistake me. I love golf. I do.
It does not sound like that.
Let me tell you what I'm going to see. There's no point in watching Saturday because I'll just fast forward.
What are you crazy?
And I'll tune in to maybe the last hour or two.
Saturday's the perfect day to watch lately.
No, because it's all for naught. It's all one big tease. You spent 6 hours watching golf on Saturday, and then you still got to come back for another round on Sunday. Saturday's nothing.
So what?
It's called moving day.
Right. I know. You know what happens at the end of moving day? I could just look at that thing called the internet. and see who moved and who didn't, and
see,
who
you
should
don't
be in contention.
Don't you enjoy the journey?
The final
Once again,
don't
Craig,
you enjoy
that,
the journey?
That's the problem with one Craig Sheeman.
I like the microwave and fast forward it to Sunday.
Yeah, you're right. This is you watching Game of Thrones season 4, starting at episode 3.
Do you ever record a sporting event?
Yes.
Why? You can just look at the score on your phone. You know what happened.
Sometimes I want to see how it happened without relying on highlights and other media types to tell me what they think they saw. I'll see it myself. I don't do it often, but sometimes I'll record a game. Probably, like, Pete's got, like, did you say you had, like, three games recorded at once last night?
Yeah, and I don't go back, but I do it in case I want to. In case there's a play or something that is controversial, I want to go back and see during a halftime or whatever and see something, yeah. Then I erase it. I erase
it on
this
your
morning.
Phone at any given time in about 2 seconds.
No. Why? But I could also take copious notes while I'm watching these games. Say, oh, look at that, or this guy missed this assignment, or this happened here. Yeah. I didn't get to see it live right for a second, so that's why. Then you erase.
Mickey Womp Womp says, "I'm with Sox." I think he's referring to me. With NFL and no golf. Because Tiger, by the way, Chris, did you see who Miami Inter signed today? Oh, that's a
oh yeah,
that's
Gonzalo Higuain signed
I'm
from
sorry.
Juventus.
We made it, 3 hours and 42 minutes without talking soccer. I apologize.
No, I don't want to talk to you, but it is a big signing for the club. Big signing for the club. Finally have a legitimate attacking option up top.
Are they still playing?
I don't know.
Inter Miami in the MLS?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Are they still playing?
Pete's Kryptonite says, Chris, you got to switch the Friday Miley song to The Climb so that Craig understands it's not about what's on the other side. It's the actual climbing.
It's the climb. Do you climb Mount
like that song?
Do you climb Mount Kilimanjaro or do you get choppered to the top?
Okay. I would chopper, absolutely, without even hesitation. I'm not climbing a mountain. In fact, that's one thing I'll never do. I'll never climb a mountain.
Mount Everest, doesn't it charge you $50,000, $70,000 if you wanted to do it?
What?
To climb Mount Everest. I think
there's
it costs
a fee?
Like, I think there is a fee.
There's a participation
why
fee?
Why I know that, I don't know what the hell I was watching, but somebody said, yeah, if you want to climb Mount Everest, it's like a $70,000.
You're kidding.
That's a ripoff.
I think.
Well, I guess you'd have to pay for the guide to take you up.
It's called a Sherpa.
How many bodies are in Mount Everest? How many bodies are buried in Mount Everest? Unnaturally.
They're not buried. They're just laying there freezing to death. Well, except they're already dead.
Besides the response of because it's there, why in the hell would anybody want to climb a mountain? And then there's that.
Say you did it.
There's that. It's on a Hulu or Netflix. The guy who.
Legends.
No, not the one that lost his arm. One guy climbs Yosemite without a rope.
Idiot.
Oh, I've seen that. That's an excellent documentary.
Yeah. Without a rope.
It's the one where they got shot at when they were in like Uzbekistan or something like that, right?
I don't know.
Well, Yosemite's in.
He climbed the dome.
Well, I'm aware of that.
El Capitan is in. Yeah.
It's in Arizona.
No, El Capitan is
California?
Part of Yosemite in California. Yeah, California. They just closed it because of too much smoke.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're killing me, Smalls.
What happened?
You.
Am I Smalls?
Yes.
What did I do?
You're very much like Smalls, actually. You are Smalls growing up with your erector set.
I did not have an erector set.
Oh, stop.
I had Tonka toys. And
what's a s'mores?
What? Oh.
You didn't know what a s'mores was.
Wow, 45 plus in climbing expenses and fees. How about that?
That's ridiculous. Yeah. That's all to die. Here, pay me $45,000 so that you can die.
What do you get?
How about the experience?
Do you get supplies?
If you live.
Yeah, you got to get some.
Somebody video you.
I don't want people taking the over-under on whether I can make it back or not.
One of those things called carabines? Carabines?
What?
The little thing that like people put their, you latch in on.
Oh, the
hooks.
Something like I have in my refrigerator
where
I hang my,
hooks.
My hot pads. Hey, you talk about erector sets. Chris, this is true. When ESPN first came on, they were so desperate programming that they would have erector set competitions, mostly from high school science fairs and stuff.
I like the killer
robots.
It was
on primetime erector set competitions. Yeah. That's how, and then you'd have, you know, other basketball game, but I mean that's how desperate they were when they first started. Like Tom Cruise when he climbs the mountain in the beginning. Yeah,
oh, I hate that scene. I hate that scene. I get so.
I know you're
oh,
stuck.
I hate that.
Refresh my memory. I don't. What do you do?
He's climbing some mountain. You know,
Bag's right. The movie's called Solo. Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't use a rope.
No,
I got to watch.
Han Solo had
the movie called Solo. No, 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 it's not Han Solo.
But that was the movie called Solo. You can't have two Solos.
Yes,
that's ridiculous.
Yeah, he's right.
By nature of the word Solo, Solo means one. No. You can't have two Solos. That's not allowed.
Okay, how do we have two the longest yards? There can only be one longest yard, right?
Ridiculous analogy, Chris.
I'm glad I that was pretty quick, actually.
It's time for the weekend.
If you have one longest yard, you can't have another longest yard. Then they're just, they're not the longest.
The remake should have been called...
not quite as long yard.
Fourth and goal and missed.
2 feet, 6 inches.
Yeah.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are back in action this weekend. Seriously, we'll see if TB12 throws his four straight games.
Shut up.
With a pick six. Tying Matt Schaub for the all-time record.
Hope Green Bay wins.
You
by
can
70.
Hear it here on 99.3 ESPN against the Carolina Panthers. Christian McCaffrey, he's good. He'll be involved in this game. And
but Tom Brady's not.
Right. Well, he'll, yeah, exactly. Who's the bigger star, huh?
Brady.
Who's the bigger star on
Brady.
The
field?
Brady. That Evans. That Evans.
Pre-game is at noon. Nooner. And kickoff at 1 o'clock. Tampa Bay Buccaneers presented in part by My Shower Door. Want to see more? And by the Boathouse on Naples Bay. What you got on the weekend? Coming up next, Sheba to Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheman and Shepherd.
On this day in history, September 18, 1848, baseball's rules decided that the first baseman can tag first base instead of tagging the runner. Going on since 1848. Kept it safer there at first base. 1909, the largest paid baseball attendance was the A's beating the Tigers in Detroit. 35,000 on hand. That was a big record back then. 1972, we had the first black umpire in Major League Baseball, did a Dodger-Padres game. In 93, the L.A. Mighty Ducks play their first preseason game. In 93, wow, we should be playing preseason hockey right now, not Stanley Cup final. Yeah.
Quack.
Yep.
Quack.
1994.
Quack.
Ken Burns baseball
Quack.
Premieres.
Different movie.
PBS.
Quack.
Happy birthday, some guy named Ronaldo. Also,
some guy named Ronaldo. Don't say it like that, Craig Sheeman.
Jada Pickett Smith.
Yep.
James Gandolfini. That's one of Pete's favorites.
Yeah, he's passed away.
No longer with us.
Yeah, no longer.
Stage fright.
Let's see here. Who else we got here? Oh, Scotty Bowman, the greatest coach of all time.
Bows.
One of them.
Otis Sistrunk, Rick Pitino, Tommy Tuberville, Billy Sims, Ryan Sandberg, Tony Kukoc, and Lance Armstrong.
Big day.
And we lost Jimmy Hendrix on this day.
Yep.
At the age of 27. Pete, what you got?
Well, the Rams keep on spending and spending. They just signed wide receiver Robert Woods to a 4-year, $68 million extension.
How?
Including $32 million guaranteed.
They're cheating under the
table.
So
Kupp and Woods both get their well-deserved extensions. That means bad news for Philadelphia. Even though I will never pick you for you again this year, but the Rams loving the Rams even more now. That's a happy bunch of guys going into Philly on Sunday. What else I got? Anything else? Let's see.
Yeah. While you're
I didn't see JT Poston, but he hit some incredible shot backwards, Chris, today.
He hit a backwards shot?
JT Poston hits incredible backwards shot out of the trees.
Poston.
Oh, yeah, Poston.
Yeah.
Poston,
sorry, I can't see it. Poston, yes.
In Boston, they pronounce it Boston by the harbor.
Of course they do.
Chris, Stone Cold Lock of the Night. You got Lakers hot nuggets or what?
No, no. And Lock of the Night is a loose term on a Friday. I go Lock of the next 72 hours.
Fair.
Go there. I'll go to the NFL. I'll go Sunday. Dallas, you lay the 4.5. They go into Atlanta goes to them. Mm-hmm. And this is not a game that Atlanta win. Atlanta has not won this game since the NFC Championship 3 seasons ago. They don't win this. Backs against the wall. Mm-hmm. Cowboys, double-digit win.
Yeehaw. All right. Everybody have a stellar weekend. We got anything going on? We got high school football tonight,
High
right?
school football, South and Fort Myers.
All right. Does that start at
6:30? 6:30.
Oh, okay, very good.
Nice.
All right, that'll do it, everybody. Have a great weekend. For Chris, for Pete Shepherd, I'm Craig Sheeman. Kudos to me. Talk to you on Monday. God bless America and the world.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.